Upend trans swimmer defends record-smashing win streak, praises IOC for inclusivity. By Penny Starr on December 10, 2021. The man on the University of Pennsylvania's women's swim team is speaking out in the wake of outrage of his breaking records and smashing the aspirations of his female teammates by claiming hormone treatment has affected his abilities. Leah Thomas, who competed on the university's men's team for 3 years before transitioning to be a woman, told the Daily Mail about taking hormones for more than 2 years before joining the women's team, almost 6 years after he started his college career. "I've experienced a lot of muscle loss and strength loss," Thomas said, adding that he takes estrogen and testosterone blockers every day. The Daily Mail reported on Thomas' interview with a swimming publication. In a 26-minute interview to SwimSwam, which covers college and Olympic swimming news, the transgender swimmer praised the fairness of the controversial IOC guidelines on inclusivity that keep competitional integrity going and allow her to compete as a woman after undergoing at least 1 year of hormone therapy. An anonymous female swimmer at Upend gave an explosive interview to sports website OutKick on Thursday, expressing her fury and frustration, and how she and most of her female teammates are upset because their coach, Mike Schnur, is allowing a transgender athlete to take a woman's spot because he just really likes winning. The unidentified female swimmer would only speak to OutKick on the condition of anonymity because she's afraid that making comments about a trans athlete will hurt her chances of getting a job after she graduates. The female Upend swimmer noted that while Thomas is already breaking records that aren't achievable for female swimmers, she said if Leah gets back down to Will Thomas' best times, those numbers are female world records. "Faster than all the times Katie Ledecky went in college. Faster than any other Olympian you can think of," she said. His times in three events are female world records. In his interview with SwimSwam, Thomas praised the changes in the International Olympic Committee, IOC, rules that allow biological men to compete against biological females even without hormone treatment. "I think the guidelines they set forward are very good and do a very good job of promoting inclusivity while keeping competitional integrity going," he said. Thomas claimed teammates supported him, but the woman interviewed by OutKick said that support is fake. "When the whole team is together, we have to be like, oh my gosh, go, Leah, that's great, you're amazing. It's very fake," she said. "Pretty much everyone individually has spoken to our coaches about not liking this," the athlete told OutKick. "Our coach just really likes winning. He's like most coaches. I think secretly everyone just knows it's the wrong thing to do." Sports performance coach Linda Blade responded to Thomas' most recent event by saying, "Well, of course, women's records are being smashed. Leah competed as a male for the first 3 years in #NCAA. This is not right. We need to return to #sex-based sports. #sex not gender to preserve fairness for female athletes." Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.